Horses are coming back into work, preparing for the spring. Gerald Ryan's horse, Trapeze Artist, is one of those. Gerald told me this morning they'll decide after the early target's the Golden Rose, and then they decide whether it's a Guineas or whether it's a race like the Coolmore. He's probably thinking at this stage the 1200 is going to suit the horse a bit better with Trapeze Artist, but back in work. Also this morning, I spoke with Paddy Webster about Happy Clapper. He's going to have a similar spring preparation compared to the last one last year. He's going to come back in at the end of this month. He's a really nice horse, as we know, Happy Clapper, and looking forward to seeing him. And the other one that we saw run in the sires for Lance O'Sullivan, a rising three-year-old called Summer Passage. It's been back in New Zealand, back in work for a month. The target is the Melbourne Spring, and particularly that Coolmore, the 1200 straight race Melbourne Cup Week. But some nice horses. They're all coming back into work. And Peter Roble, well, he just keeps going, and he's online. Morning to you, Pete.
How are you, Andrew?
I'm good, mate. How you been?
Yeah, no, pretty good, mate. Just floating along, doing my best, so not too bad.
How many are you looking after there at Randwick?
I've got 21 in work at present, so that keeps us busy.
Yeah, it would for sure. Well, one that I wanted to get on today was about Tiamo in the first, because I can remember talking to you in its first preparation, and you always had a bit of a tag on this filly. How do you see her today?
Yeah, look, she's come back in really good order, and she's trialled up very nice for today, so she's drawn a good gate. I expected a race in the first couple, and hopefully be there at the end.
Smallish field, rain-affected track. You've sort of been placed on, or just outside the placings, on a soft seven. Have you got any feel?
Yeah, in a work, she gets through the going okay in a work. You know, I don't think come the end of her career she'll be known as a wet tracker, but in a work, she gets through it okay. And we get first use of Canterbury, and she's running because it's probably the best wet weather track we've got in Sydney. So she'll go around, and I've got basically no reservations that she'll get through Canterbury today fine.
She had 1,200 on her books there in her first prep. Has she grown a little bit for this one, this preparation ahead?
Yeah, she's grown. She's strengthened up into a nice filly, you know, and her work's been very strong. The trials have been really pleasing to the eye, so we couldn't be more happy with her stepping out first up this time in.
Yeah, no, the trials have been good. Brulé, you scratched from the 1,100 to run in the 1,250 today. Got to carry a little bit of weight there, but you're obviously happy to go there.
Yeah, that was always the original race we aimed to run her in, except in the 1,100, only because she got in better at the weights, and I thought if it just so happened to turn out to be, you know, six or seven runners in it, well, we might look at going that way, but we've ended up in the race that we were originally going to run in, so we claimed 1.5 off her. Andrew's riding really well at present, so hopefully it gives her a good ride today.
What about a heavy track? It sort of tells me she's been placed on it, but is she comfortable on it?
Look, she's not as comfortable on a heavy track as what she is on a good track. She'll get through it. I think she ran second one day at Rose Hill on a very heavy track and kind of just got through it before going to Brisbane running second in that listed race. So while she'll certainly get through it, you know, I do think she's better on a good surface.
Understand. All right, well, they're both going there, and they've just got to handle it. But Tiamo, good to see her back in that first race over the 1,100. Did I see Ninth Legion entered for the weekend?
I had him in at Moonee Valley on Saturday, but he won't go down there. He'll he's come back in good order, the old boy, and he'll probably run first up at Randwick in the winner dash, I think it is, over 1,200.
Yep.
And then there's a 1,400 race a couple of weeks later, which he'll probably only have the two runs this time in before having to let up and getting ready for something over the spring.
Okay. Well, we look forward to see the old horse, as you say, Ninth Legion, come back. Good luck today, Pete. Hope they both run well for you, mate.
Thanks very much, Andrew.
Good on you. Peter Roble talking about Tiamo and Brulé, his couple of runners today.